Not so fast, Russia. I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News. The Defense Department says Russia has false flag plans.
Pentagon Press Secretary John Kirby described newly declassified U.S. intelligence suggesting Russia had approved at the highest levels of the Kremlin a false flag operation to justify a Russian invasion.
We believe that Russia would produce a very graphic propaganda video, which would include corpses at the hands of Ukraine or the West.
Russia has called such warnings by the U.S. and NATO hysteria.
Fox's Jennifer Griffin at the Pentagon. U.S. Special Ops Forces conducting raid in northern Syria Wednesday, where a top ISIS leader blew up himself and his family. Johns Hopkins reporting that the number of COVID deaths in the U.S. has reached almost 900,000. Winter storm causing massive power outages in the U.S.
The majority of the outages are in areas hit by Thursday's ice storm. 136,000 customers offline in Tennessee, another 76,000 out in Ohio, mostly in the south and southeastern parts of the state. PowerOutages.us reports 22,000 outages in both West Virginia and Pennsylvania, and 13,000 each in Arkansas and Kentucky. There are 24,000 homes without power in Texas, where extended outages from a winter storm last February left 200 people dead.
Fox's Jack Callahan, one of the men found guilty in the shooting death of Ahmaud Arbery in Georgia, refusing to plead guilty to a federal hate crime charge.
Greg McMichael, his son Travis, and Roddy Bryan were all convicted of murdering Ahmaud Arbery, but the three also face a federal hate crime charge. Greg McMichael is going to stand trial again after deciding he won't plead guilty to that charge, even though his lawyers and prosecutors agreed if he did, he'd get moved out of state prison and into a federal one to serve a 30-year sentence. Till NATO, Fox News.
America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Justice Department announcing an Arizona man has pleaded guilty to human smuggling.
24-year-old Benjamin Gallegos pleaded guilty in federal court to coordinating human smuggling operations in Nogales, which included operating stash houses to hide the undocumented. The DOJ says he helped smuggle in well over 100 people. He faces 10 years in prison when sentenced in April. Nogales has seen a lot of smuggling in recent years. Last year, two U.S. citizens and two Mexican nationals were charged after law enforcement found 16 migrants locked inside a room at a house. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
Faulty windshield wiper parts forcing recall for hundreds of thousands of trucks.
Stellantis is recalling nearly 202,000 Ram heavy-duty pickups and chassis cabs to tighten a loose nut that can stop the windshield wipers from working properly. The recall covering certain 2019 to 2020 Ram 2500 and 3500 pickups and some 35, 45, and 5500 chassis cabs. The defects can reduce visibility in rain and snow, though Stellantis says it knows of no crashes or injuries. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
Supply shortage hitting Valentine's Day staple.
Hershey said it's running low on its candies this year due to a shortage of labor and factory capacity. Many grocery shelves already are empty where heart-shaped chocolates normally sit, and Hershey said it will likely stay that way leading up to the holiday. The company is making a very big effort between now and Valentine's Day to get everything they have in the hands of retailers. Hershey said it has added production lines recently and hired more workers, and has even sent salespeople to stores to help restock shelves. But it hasn't been enough to keep up with America's appetite for its Reese's chocolates, Jolly Ranchers candy, and other sweet treats. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
Other treats experiencing supply issues? Oreos. I'm Laura Cantor, and this is Fox News.
Listen to the all-new Brett Baer podcast featuring Common Ground, in-depth talks with lawmakers from opposite sides of the aisle, along with all your Brett Baer favorites like his all-star panel and much more. Available now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.